Welcome to the audio session to help you speak persuasively under pressure. I'm Eleanor Shakiba from Think, Learn, Succeed. Only listen to this session when you can safely relax completely. Don't listen to it when you're driving or operating machinery. While you listen, you will relax fully and completely into a deep and comfortable state of relaxation. If you need to wake up during the session, you'll be able to do so fully. But for now, find a place where you can be comfortable. Settle into the most relaxed position you can find and take a moment just to find yourself time to settle into a relaxed state. Uncross your arms and legs and focus on your breathing, feeling the sensation of the in-breath and the out-breath. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes and relax, focusing your attention on one of your hands. It doesn't matter which hand you focus on, you're just focusing on the one that feels right for you. Think about that hand. Concentrate on what it feels like. You don't need to think about relaxing deeply because you're focusing all your conscious attention on your hand. I wonder whether you're focusing on the left hand or the right hand. Which hand feels the most comfortable for you to place your attention fully and completely and deeply? And you can notice the sensation of the skin of that hand, feeling its temperature, and the sensation in your thumb, the sensation in your index finger, feeling your middle finger, your ring finger, and your smallest finger. While you focus and concentrate on the sensations in that hand, you're listening to the sounds in the room and hearing the sound of my voice. So you're listening to my voice only, hearing my words go with you as you relax more deeply, going only as deep as you need to become comfortable right now, allowing yourself to breathe and relax. Thinking of relaxation, hearing the sound of my voice, and letting all the other sounds drift into the background, allowing your conscious mind to drift in and out of awareness, letting your thoughts come and go, because you're focusing on your hand, listening as you focus, and each word you hear takes you deeper and deeper into a comfortable state. Focusing on your hand, concentrating on your hand, experiencing everything you can about that hand. And as you focus, you'll begin to feel sleepy and pleasantly relaxed. And that's okay. You can allow your mind to drift into a deep, relaxed state. You can let yourself go now, deeper and deeper into relaxation, breathing and relaxing. As you think about your hand, your mind will gradually drift off into a pleasant state of being totally, completely relaxed right now. You can feel your breathing. Each breath you take in relaxes you more completely. Each time you breathe out, letting yourself relax a little more. Letting your hand relax and breathing. Allowing your arms to relax and breathing. Relaxing your shoulders, your back, becoming more and more relaxed each time you breathe. Vaguely listening to my voice, because your mind has a tendency to wander, drifting to other thoughts and pleasant places. Allowing your attention to drift as you become more comfortable each time you breathe. That's right. Relaxing completely. And now you're so wonderfully relaxed. There's absolutely nothing to do but to relax a little more with each breath. And as you're relaxing, you don't need to hear my voice for a moment, because you're imagining you're drifting slowly, slowly down, drifting through your levels of consciousness, starting from this almost asleep state, in the part of your mind that deals with thinking and doing, where decisions are made and you have to think about things. Noticing that this part of your mind is like the sales floor of a busy store, crowded with people and things that demand your attention. And you're allowing your attention to drift to each thing you notice. And you're just observing that part of your mind, quietly, gently, drifting down to a deeper part of yourself. Drifting deeper and deeper, down to a level where things are half heard and half noticed. You're drifting down to the lower levels of your mind, going a bit deeper with each breath. Drifting to the part of your mind that is calm and relaxed, keeping you safe and secure. Noticing the part of your mind where all your positive feelings begin. This is the basement beneath the store. And as you're exploring and relaxing, you're seeing how there's a door in the floor of the basement. You move towards the door and find yourself opening it, seeing a light and hearing the gentle sound of water flowing. Flowing just like your thoughts can flow, calmly and soothingly. You're realizing that beneath the store of your mind, there's a beautiful river flowing. All your ideas and positive feelings flow there. As you watch the water flowing, and noticing as you watch how you can see a beautiful boat floating towards you. You can watch that boat floating and floating. Perhaps you're noticing its colour, or the colour of the waves which carry the boat towards you. Feeling how comfortable you are as the boat drifts further and further towards you. Drifting now until you can step easily and confidently into that boat. Finding a place on the boat where you can just relax. Feeling yourself drifting along. Feeling the sensations of the waves rocking you and allowing yourself to go totally and completely into a trance. You don't need to hear my voice for a moment because you're gently exploring inside. You are learning easily. You love and approve of yourself. And you realize you're listening to this for a reason. You're developing the ability to speak persuasively under pressure, because there's only three things you need to do. The first is to always have one key message. The second thing is to always make three key points. And finally, and thirdly, you know that finding stories or facts will always make you more persuasive. And you can imagine what it's like for these three steps to come to you naturally. You can imagine a situation where you're speaking persuasively. You only have one key message in mind. You're making three key points to support that message. And for each point, you're using a story or fact to fully engage your audience. You can imagine what it feels like to be confidently persuasive now. And you're realizing that speaking persuasively is just like creating a truly compelling advertisement. There's one key message which runs through every single part of your presentation. And whenever you need to speak persuasively under pressure, you always start by knowing your key message. And everything you do and everything you say supports that message easily and naturally. I'm sure you can imagine what that's like. Fully knowing your message and being able to make everything you say align with that message. So you speak and persuade as naturally as you're breathing. And whenever you're about to speak or persuade, you just take a moment to be clear on your one key message. Imagine what that's like. How your mind is focused and your attention can go to your one key message. You have one sentence and one message that says everything that you want to say. And that feels confident and successful, doesn't it? So that as you're confident about your key message, you can realize that there are key points that you need to make. And you're counting those points, 1, 2, 3. So in your mind's eye, you can see 3 boxes, noticing how each box is a different color. And in each box, you can see some points appearing. And the points in each box support that message that you're making. So your 3 key points have 3 key messages, and they all support your 1 major flow. Each point and each sub-point is supporting your key message. You can see a box for each of your 3 key points, and each box holds everything you need to say. So in your mind's eye, you have a map of your presentation, or a map of the points that you're making persuasively and easily. And it's amazing, truly amazing, how easy it is to be persuasive. Now you've found this 1 key point with the 3 sub-points and all of the content that you need to be fully and completely persuasive. And as you're watching your key points, you're realizing how for each point you can find a story or a fact that's interesting and engaging. So beneath each box, another box appears in a different color, and that box contains your story or example. So the story links to each of the 3 points, which link to the key message. So whatever you say, you're going back to that key message, supported by your 3 points and your story. And now the structure is easy to remember and easy to speak and easy to engage other people with. So you can imagine making your points, telling your stories, and receiving a truly positive response, knowing that you're a persuasive speaker, and that no matter how short or how long your presentation, you can always use this structure of 1 key message, 3 key points, and a story or a fact supporting each point. It's truly easy and natural now that your mind organizes and sorts your content, no matter how much time you have to prepare. You could structure your presentation in only 1 day, 1 hour, or even 1 minute. so you can be persuasive, no matter how much you need to be. Your focus and your attention is on creating exactly the right process and structure to get you where you need to be. And that's fully satisfying and fully engaging. So you can relax completely into being confident that you're a persuasive speaker. And you can imagine yourself preparing to speak persuasively. Your first step is getting clarity around your one key message. Then you write down your 3 points in boxes, and in each box you write down the sub-points you'll be making. As you're writing, your stories and examples fall into place. Imagine you can see yourself walking through those steps right now, noticing what you look like, your movements, your facial expressions, and noticing how you know you're confident that you'll be speaking persuasively. And now you can see yourself talking to your audience. I don't know whether it's one person or many, but you know. And in your mind's eye, you can see yourself speaking persuasively. And you can hear yourself starting off with a summary of your one key message, explaining the 3 points you'll be making, and then walking your audience through each of the key points, using a story or example as you go. It's easy to speak this way, and you can see yourself enjoying being a persuasive speaker. You're persuasive, confident, and fully prepared. Just take a moment to enjoy that experience, letting your mind drift through all the times and places where you'll be talking persuasively, noticing how well you're learning. Naturally, your skills are developing. You're confident and persuasive. So you're feeling comfortable and secure. You're learning easily. You love and approve of yourself. As you begin to become a little more aware of the sound of my voice, listening to each word as you notice yourself drifting comfortably in your boat. Listening to each word as you feel yourself comfortably drifting, drifting closer and closer to the edge of the river. And now you're seeing a landing place in front of you, finding yourself stepping out of the boat and onto the shore. So you can stand on the shore, watching that boat, seeing it drift off down the river, noticing how calm and comfortable you're feeling right now, seeing the colour of the boat, watching the waves, as you begin to become aware of the sound of the river flowing. And you're hearing the sound of the flow and noticing a light shining from above. The light is flowing in from a more aware place, and you're focusing on that light now, seeing how there's a place you can get to by climbing up comfortably, coming up a level and walking through the door into the lower levels of the store of your mind, becoming more aware as you climb easily and naturally into that level. And you're climbing comfortably until you reach the level of awareness where all your ideas and inspirations are stored. And you can explore those ideas now, discovering something new and inspiring, giving all your attention to this new discovery, taking it on board as you get ready to come into a more alert state, climbing higher and higher into a new level of consciousness, bringing your new ideas with you. And you're feeling a little more alert as you're reaching the part of your mind where things begin to take shape fully. Everything is unpacked and made ready, and you're ready to emerge to your next stage of conscious awareness. Becoming aware now of how comfortable you feel, and you're hearing my voice more clearly now, as you're consciously feeling your breathing, and each breath you take wakes you more completely. Each time you breathe out, let yourself wake and breathe in and become a little more conscious, allowing your hand to wake, your arms, your shoulders, each part of you becomes more and more alert while you're listening to my voice, and your mind has a tendency to wake up now, more aware of your thoughts and inspirations, allowing your attention to focus as you become more awake each time you breathe. You're breathing and waking. Breathing and waking, finding yourself focusing on your hand, concentrating on that hand, being more aware of each hand, waking fully and completely, each word I speak drawing you into conscious awareness, feeling the sensation of the skin on your hand, its temperature, and the sensation in your thumb, your index finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your last finger waking fully. Noticing yourself waking fully and completely, all your awareness coming back, feeling how awake and alert you are as you open your eyes, only as fast as you need to come back into the room, ready to go about your day safely. Download more podcasts like this at www.thinklearnsucceed.com.au.